Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
I love that. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, folks, I've got more information than I can give in 2 hours, to say the least. Oh, my goodness. We are being inundated. I've been spending some time reading up on our forefathers in a big way, namely the least religious forefather, Thomas Paine, that we have. And it's interesting, if the devil could have picked one person to accuse of something that he's not guilty of, that's what he just did. But then again, if you read Revelation 12:10, that's what he does. He's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses others, and so does the minions, of the things that he himself is guilty of. I mean, Thomas is making reference to Scripture continuously. Folks, if Thomas Paine was alive today, he could sit in studio with me, and we'd be having the same exact conversation. I mean, some of the things this guy says, our forefathers, they were the most intelligent human beings, and they call themselves uneducated back then. And it's like, you need to get a dictionary out just to read their writings. I kid you negative. I mean, you know what Thomas Paine said? Listen carefully, Americans. Does this sound like the conversation that we've had over the last 20 years on radio, if that's what it is now? He said, throw not the burden of the day upon providence, upon God, but show your faith with your works that God may bless you. James 2:14-26. I mean, it's just, whoa, this is crazy. He also said the spirit of cowardice is an invitation to the enemy. See, the book Common Sense was a book that was written by Thomas Paine that lit the fuse to the War of Independence. He was the one that was catapulting through reason and Scripture, first Scripture, then reason, which ally themselves by the Holy Ghost, if put into proper perspective, to get rid of and make separation of the king across the pond. The spirit of cowardice is an invitation to the enemy. He was talking about the Whigs and the Tories. He was talking about the system that was set up that divided the people. And he called both parties worthless as a part of the problem. Read 2 Timothy 1:7. Thomas Paine also said, the harder the conflict, listen carefully, patriots, Christians, conservatives, they're all stemming from the Christ. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain to be cheap, we esteem too lightly. In other words, if there's no cross, there is no glory. You know, Samuel Adams said, instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts that they made during that particular time, after the War of Independence, he said, which is the wish of our enemies? The wish of our enemies, did you hear that, friends? The wish of our enemies to do what? To do nothing. Here, let me say that again. It was the wish of the enemies that our forefathers sat there and they did nothing after they won their War of Independence concerning the British and throwing off the British. Isn't that what's happening today in so many different ways? Though we're coming to the judgments, the birthing of heaven in this earth as it is in heaven. See, the Lord is known by His judgments. We're on the other end of that spectrum now. but he said the necessity of the times more than ever during the time of our foundings, he said, calls for our utmost circumspection, deliberation, fortitude, and perseverance. You know what the word perseverance means, friends? Webster's 1828, a continuance in a state of difficulty until preceded by a state of glory. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what our forefathers established and how intellectually and how they were used by God in such a way. Thomas Paine continuously made reference to the Word of God. And after the War of Independence, you know what George Washington said, friends? He said, "And I should be pained to believe that they have forgotten that agency which was so often manifested during our Revolution, or that they failed to consider the omnipotence of that God who is alone able to protect them. They forgot God after they won the fight." Who gave them the victory, folks? It was the Lord that gave them the victory. And look, we sit here today, we have thrown off God, we've created a world without Him, and we've allowed the bad guys to set the narrative. And so many people have forgotten the Lord in their prosperity. Shame on Americans. You know, and we were warned in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 8 to beware lest we forget the Lord our God in our prosperity. You know, you've heard it said, friends, poverty has killed its thousands, but prosperity has killed its millions. Yep. See, because in poverty, we seek the face of God, Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. And when we get to where we want to go, we forget the Lord so quickly, and that to our own demise. Let that not be our lot, friends. Let not that be our lot. But going back full circle, friends, just doing my homework just on Thomas Paine and Henry Knox and that of our forefathers and what they endured to give us what we have today. Look at how the American people in response are in so many different ways desecrating the very price that they paid in giving us the freedoms that we have today. I'm thinking of John Adams now, and I'm just breaking into this first segment, unscripted, of course. We follow the Holy Ghost here. But he had talked about what John Adams did, about what they went through, and talking about repenting in heaven if the his posterity, were to ever forget what it is that they paid concerning the price for our liberties. He said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom." He said, "Our forefathers said to us, 'I hope that you will make a good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.'" Let's just think about that for a moment. That's craziness. Great men of God were they on so many different fronts. When we come back on the other side of this break now, friends, what we're going to do is we are going to get busy and start hitting the highlights concerning what is in fact happening across the United States of America. And we'll do that just on the other side of this break. We're broadcasting into 157 cities. If you're a new listener to the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, do understand that we are broadcasting into 157 cities. We're the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We appreciate that. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. And real quick, before this break comes up on us, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed on social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
During the last segments, thanks, guys, at GCN. Appreciate you guys. Just letting you know, friends, that during the last segment, I was talking about forgetting God in your prosperity. This is why so many people are mad at God, because they want something from the Lord that's going to take whatever the Lord, what they're seeking from the Lord. They're seeking the hand of God, not the heart of God. They want something from the Lord, and if they don't get what they want, an idol before Him, they get mad at Him. Well, the Lord didn't give it to you because it would be an idol in your life. Reminds me of the preacher that I talked about back in the 70s. He went and got his kid a television set. He loves his kid. Went and got him a television set back in the 70s. I guess when you could watch TV, right? And interestingly enough, he said the television set took the affections of my son away from me, and he started to put his affections and time into the television rather than into me, so he went and removed the TV. That's exactly right. Read Psalm 101, verse 3 when you get a moment. I also wanted to back up what I said during the first segment with Scripture. If you go to Deuteronomy 8:11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God and not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. And the first thing I thought of is one of our friends on social media platforms that actually brought it up as well. But I'm going to put Scripture behind what we're both saying here. 30, verse 9 in Proverbs tells us, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. He was asking the Lord only to give him enough that would always keep him under his providential eye. Okay, and his care. Pretty awesome that you can come to that place in contentment where that's where you want to be. But there are people that really, truly love the Lord in such a fashion. Amen. Okay, so let's get over to this. I just wanted to highlight a couple things here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I want to show you some video here. You listening into the cities across the country and other countries as well. Thank you. Welcome, by the way, Canada. I see you out there. I want to show you in America what the American people put up with. We have the great American appeasers. I've highlighted this several times. We got one named Rand Paul, Jim Jordan. You see Jim Jordan's on the scene again. He's doing the investigation into Joe Biden. But, folks, keep in mind, like, Trey Gowdy, too, and all these other guys like Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, the list goes on. Notice that they're there only to appease the American people. And then what they do is they fleece their constituents for more money because they've caught these people that they're grilling, right, or interrogating during their congressional hearings. And it's interesting, they're always asking you for more money, but they never bring justice. And also keep in mind, they're already getting paid from the American taxpayers. But keep in mind, folks, and it's important that you do, and I don't mean to keep continuously repeating myself here, but it is something for you to take notice of, because these people are worthless. We call them the great American appeasers for a reason. And the reason is they never bring justice. They never bring forth the law upon the heads of those that they're grilling. But what they're putting in place, folks, is money. I mean, it's like an indulgence. This is how they're scamming the American people out of their freedoms. And don't think for one moment the Rand Pauls and the Jim Jordans and these others are not a part of the problem in this country. Because they are friends, and they claim to be the good guys, and that's all they ever show you is their weakness and their dereliction of duty. They never bring forth, folks, the hammer that falls upon the heads of the guilty, yet they highlight it. They highlight the crimes of the wicked, and they never enforce the law against these people. And my objective is that you understand how you preserve your freedoms. Justice guards your freedoms and your liberties, and without it, you are being destroyed. And who's helping incrementally push the ball backwards? These great American appeasers. I want to show you one of these, and I just got a couple. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I do want you to see this. This is Rand Paul.
67 that was published in Harper's Magazine.
You know what he does for 9 minutes, folks?
Not yours to give.
He does nothing but highlight the crimes of Nancy Pelosi.
As a congressman in the late 1820s, like most stories of that vintage, some will argue that
this
is an accurate rendition.
And he goes on.
Well, others may say it's apocryphal. The moral of the story, however, is...
And he goes on. It's not important what he says, friends. What's important here is what I'm going to tell you here. Okay? Because for nine minutes, he goes on this little rant about in giving parables and analogies of men of the past, of course, likening them to the men of the past who act in contradiction to everything that our forefathers established once again, talking about Davy Crockett. And it's interesting because the headline goes, Rand Paul gets up and rips Nancy Pelosi. Listen, mind you, rips Nancy Pelosi after she's gone. This is the best that you put up with, Americans. This is the best that you have. He spends 9 minutes ripping Nancy Pelosi to shreds, and then he gets a standing ovation from the other cowardice spirits within the floor. What good is that, Rand? What good is it that you get up and rip Nancy Pelosi? It would have done us a lot. It would have been more of a service to the American people had you have dealt with her when she was there. It would have done us a service if you would have actually did your job and upheld your oath in maintaining those laws that condemn her and protecting the innocent that she continuously assailed for decades in our country. But somehow or another, the American people are appeased by the likes of a Rand Paul. And I can go off on Rand Paul over. He did the same thing with Anthony Fauci, talked about the lies of Anthony Fauci, how he's been busted time and time again. He sends out his fundraisers, and what happens? Anthony Fauci and all of his crimes completely disappear, don't they? No justice, no preservation of our liberties. No handing off the baton to our kids and showing them what a heroic man looks like and maintaining the laws that they swore to uphold. Nope, just the exact opposite. And this is, again, what we get. This is the headline for the conservatives to settle down all of the conservatives to let them know that Rand Paul is in charge. And what is it? Again, Rand Paul gets up and rips Nancy Pelosi after she's out of office. And then the other cowards in the room that act just like him, they stand up and give him a standing ovation. How shameful. How embarrassing. It's like he's in a fight with somebody, right? And he waits for the person to leave the room, and then he begins to call her out for her crimes. I mean, this is, again, what the American people put up as some sort of fighter on the behalf of the republic in which we live today. How far from our forefathers, friends? Here's another one. House Judiciary Committee launches probe into Biden's handling of documents. Okay, who do they appoint? Americans. For your own good, will you listen to what's being conveyed here? Jim Jordan, he was the guy. They're all extorted. They're actors. They're clowns in the circus of politics. Read Ephesians 4:14. And what do? Read Amos 5:7. They take money under the table. They get out there for the American people to see. And what they do is they act all big and bad. And they're going to go after Joe Biden concerning his treasonous acts again. But they did nothing when they knew of his treason as a vice president. They want to do something about it now. But guess what's going to happen? Jim Jordan's going to do a fundraiser. He's going to fleece his constituents. He's going to put on a little show to appease the American people, and there will be no justice. Mark my words. Mark my words. Because we have all sat back for decades in this country, and we've allowed these people to set the narrative by appeasing the American people to do nothing when it comes to the crimes of those that are incumbent. And that is shameful conduct. That is not what America is about at all. And again, when you go back to find provision in the U.S. Constitution, it's their job, Article 2, Section 3, to do what? To enforce those laws, okay? Under the Supremacy Clause, which is found in Article 6, Section 2. And if they don't do that, it is for you, 329.5 million people, to do what it is that Rand Paul's not going to do, and you know he's not going to do it. It's for the American people to stand up and do what you know Jim Jordan is not going to do. 2 points I want to make. Rand Paul, his wife, while he was grilling Anthony Fauci for the first-time listeners here, Rand Paul's wife was going around the backs of the American people while her husband was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for his crimes again. He's been busted a gazillion times, and the American people have done nothing concerning his crimes against humanity. And I'm talking about Anthony Fauci. Rand Paul's wife went behind the backs of the American people and bought stock into Remdesivir. I just want to make clear that you understand who you're allowing to play the good guys in America. They're not the good guys. They're the fraternizers. They're the compromisers. They're guilty of the very things that they're grilling others for, friends. And the other person knows it, like Anthony Fauci. He knows nothing's going to come out of this. What about Jim Jordan, really quick? Jim Jordan was caught up in this scandal, friends, as a pedophile in the college that he came from. They're all extorted. Americans, you know this. Why do we got to continuously highlight who it is that are doing their best to deceive you into believing that they're the best that we have? They are not the best that we have. They, again, are the American appeasers. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to change up topics. 1-866.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Five more classified documents were found at President Biden's Delaware home. Aides to the president announced those findings Saturday. New York Times correspondent Charlie Savage says the new discoveries raising more questions.
That fits this larger critique that the White House has been reticent to put out everything they know about this. They kept sat on it for almost 3 months, and then only when there was a leak did they acknowledge it on Monday.
About 24 classified documents have been discovered. At least 5 people are dead after Russia launched a major missile attack on Ukraine Saturday. The deaths occurred when a 9-story apartment block was destroyed. 15 others have been rescued. Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Biden to approve a major disaster declaration for California as that state braces for another series of atmospheric rivers this weekend. California has been getting slammed by a series of powerful storms causing flooding, mudslides, and power outages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So let me show you a couple things. Some people are asking for proof concerning, and by the way, the sexual assaults that took place. What I'm talking about with Jim Jordan is he is an extorted man. There's no doubt about it. I watched a video, a short video of him where he was being confronted about some of the things that he had shared while he was in a college where he witnessed many of these victims being raped. Okay, so what I'm talking about is the people that were being victimized, he sat back all the while knowing what happened and did nothing about the abuses that were taking place against the students. Okay, so if that's the clarity that some of you need, that's fine. But again, a CNN reporter asked Jim Jordan why he deleted false tweet about rape victim. I'm surprised they're even asking real questions. There must be something in there for them to be doing that. If that's not good enough here for you, here's another one. 6 former wrestlers say Rep. Jim Jordan knew about abuse, OSU doctor, and he did absolutely nothing. I mean, now, do you want to talk about a little boy getting his hand caught in the cookie jar? You should watch some of the interviews. And if you don't, and there's still some people that are skeptical about their said government, let me ask you something. Over the last how many decades in this country, what have the good guys done? How have they pushed the law back up upon the heads of the wicked. What is it that you don't understand? What is it that you don't get yet? Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of believing the wicked doctrines of those in government. They're compromised men. That's why they're put there. Matt Gaetz is another one. Do you all remember Matt Gaetz just a couple weeks ago? Somehow he was completely exonerated of any accusation of child trafficking, yet his buddy went to jail, went to prison. They're extorted men. And if you know anything about the things that take place in the country, like Boys Town, much of what's going on now concerning child trafficking and how the State Department's behind it, folks, how do you think that they're getting away with this? What about the Pentagon? You're wondering why now the Pentagon is being found out, the DOD is being found out as the ones that are behind these experimental jabs being forced on people on a global basis. Isn't this the same organization that fell on under investigation? Brian Benner broke the story and found that over 5,000 members in the DOD were downloading child pornography. There's this reoccurring cycle. And folks, what was Watergate about? It wasn't about one party breaking in and trying to find out personal documents on the other party. It was a cover-up for pedophilia. How many times do they need to do these cover-ups before you figure it out? I remember when Bill Clinton was busted with Monica Lewinsky, just one of a plethora of women that he was committing adultery with. Do you know that that story broke at the same time that they were covering up the fact that the Clintons were, in fact, divulging secrets, military secrets, to the Chinese? How did they smoke and mirror and distract you from the truth of what he was really responsible for? They gave you another story. But to suggest that those that are in front of you right now, the Jason Chaffetz, the Jim Jordans, the Matt Gaetz, they're extorted men. When is it that you're going to figure this out? Hey, let me ask you, as what you've been taught to believe that there's a left, how is it that they can do that which is illegal, but the good guys on the right, these American appeasers, how come it is that they can never enforce the law against the bad guys? And furthermore, if you're a new time listener to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, there is no right left paradigm. That's set up. That's that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. The right left, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, that's all unconstitutional garbage. We're a constitutional republic, which eradicates all that other nonsense that you people keep feeding on. What is it that you don't understand? I'm putting the links down there for you. It's amazing what the American people... Marjorie Taylor Greene's another one. How many times has she been busted, friends? She is put in place to play the good girl in defending the people's rights, only to find out that she bought stock in the very companies that she's accusing of crimes. That's what they do, and that's how they do it. They're not there, friends, by chance. Albert Pike, the head of the Masons, said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. But let me ask you, those heroes that have been delivered up, what have they done for the American cause? They claim to be Christians, and yet they act just like the devil when they get into office. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. John 8:44. How many times have we been warned to beware of these things by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Scripture's clear about all of this nonsense. Who are the ones that were responsible for crucifying the Christ? The Herodians. Those that were under the dictatorship of King Herod. And who are the other ones? The Pharisees, who thought that they were free and they were a slave to no man, yet they were subjugated to who? The Romans, friends. And then Christ comes along, and then all of a sudden they start looking at Christ for telling the truth, and they say, look at this, look at this. This is hate. And yet Jesus said in John 7:7, the world cannot hate you, but me it hated. He tells his followers, if they hated me, they'll also hate you. He said in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. They all profess to be something, but yet when it's time for them to bear fruit, the fruit never allies itself as being that which glorifies Christ. John 15:8. Never. 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to get over to this, too. It's absolutely amazing that in Illinois right now, or Illinois, forgive me, that they are now saying that they're going to enforce a gun confiscation plan, a gun ban concerning high-powered magazines. I don't understand where they're coming up with this, but they are, because they know the people are ignorant enough to believe it, because they think somehow or another those in governments today know better than me and you do, which it could be, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. Hey, take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. You know more than those guys do. And I've shared the story over and over again of a friend of mine that was a representative in Maryland, and how he was called to go to the federal floor and lay down some truce concerning what they were trying to pass. He was standing against it. And when he got there, after he was done speaking, the court recorder said to him, "What is it that you were referencing?" Guess what he was referencing, friends? The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. See, the Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights are foreign to many of those that sit in office today. Now, I'm calling out the bad guys for who they are. I'm showing you the crooked stick by laying the straight one next to it, folks. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period. Let's go over to this next point. Look at this. Illinois governor assumes authority that he's never been given, signs ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Did y'all hear that? I just want to make sure that y'all understand that, again, I'm not talking to a third-world country. I'm talking to you. You have a governor in the states, United States, in Illinois, who signs a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Can anybody show me, 1-866-582-9933, can anybody show me where he has the constitutional authority to do that? Can anybody show me where he received that delegated authority from we the people that he's to serve? Can anybody show me that, please? See, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. They don't have it. They're creating this stuff out of thin air. And notice again the timeline. They're trying to disarm you as they're trying to force jab you. They're doing this all over the world right now. I just want to make sure you see this. Illinois governor signs ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. They don't have the authority to do it, but they're doing it anyways. Okay, so who's committing the crime, folks? If they have no lawful authority to do what they're doing today, then let me ask you, who is the criminal? Who's breaking the law? Is it the innocent, law-abiding individual that has the right to bear arms? Is he breaking the law? Or is this said governor? Oh, and I wanted to let you know as well, four of the Illinois past 10 governors, they've all went to prison. You're allowing criminals to rule the roost. I also want you to think about this, friends. Do contemplate this. Those that are trying to disarm you are doing so as they are surrounded by armed security detail. Are they serving you, or are they serving special interest groups? I mean, we can sit here and play stupid if you want to, but it's interesting because when I, again, this is for the new listener, when I look at the preamble to the Bill of Rights, you know what it says? You know why the Bill of Rights was given, don't you? It was the further, here, I'll just read what they wrote. The conventions of a number of states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, okay, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. That was to vouchsafe ourselves against politicians that are trying to strip us of our God-given rights. Guess what they're doing? And then it says, and as extending the ground of public confidence, it was to build confidence in the government, and it does to those that obey the law and uphold the law. But it goes on and says, will best ensure the beneficent ends of the institution that God has ordained, I'm adding. You have a right to bear arms, not privileges. For them to come in and begin arresting, perverting the clear understanding of the Second Amendment should put a chill up every one of your spines. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing. That is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. I want to show you something on the other side, because I'm here to tell you, friends, the sheriffs aren't going along with it. You heard me, Illinois. The sheriffs are doing their job. Those that are doing their job, they are divinely interposing. Every one of you good sheriffs in Illinois, we stand with you, and we want you to know that we stand with you, and so do the good people of your state. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll again be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools, enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That's just amazing to me. Somebody just said on social media platforms, you know what, government is out of control. They are. They've been out of control for decades in this country. But the American people not realizing they're the government, and that what you see and complain about is merely your reflection. Period. Boy, read the Declaration of Independence, folks. Your rights come from God. Those that serve you derive their just powers from those that receive their rights from God. And if you're willing to obey, guess what? They're going to obey. And if you're not willing to obey God, your politicians aren't going to obey you. It's an evolutionary view of government to believe that you receive privileges from them. We receive rights, period. Rights, not privileges. Okay? And those that serve we the people, going back to the Bill of Rights, they are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Yet they trample all over them every day. And I'm not going to go over all of that today. But folks, I just think about what's going on at the airports. I'm thinking about these agencies, unconstitutional agencies they have created, so on and so forth. And I wanted to show you this too, because one of my friends just sent this over. You guys all know which Gretchen Whitmer, the one that ran on her campaign, her last campaign, her re-election campaign, on a Ouija board. She's got a. When I look at the government established there, it is absolutely. It's not government. It's tyranny. It's arbitrary. It's despotic. And what's interesting is people haven't figured out these governors of states throughout the United States. Every one of them went along with the agenda, the pandemic. Every single one of them. Even if they try to distance themselves from it, it matters not. Every one of them went right along with it. Okay, and this is no wonder that this is happening. Now Whitmer, going back to Michigan, the said governor that they want you to believe was reelected, baloney. They found voter fraud all over that state, of course. But the powers that be want you to believe that there's nothing you can do to put a stop to it. And the American people go along with it, and then they wonder why they continuously add strength to more tyranny on another day. But look at this. Economic Forum annual meeting, Whitmer to speak at. World Economic Forum. Now, for those that don't know, that's in Switzerland. What is a United States governor doing in Switzerland talking about a global agenda? Well, because she's one of the pawns on the board for the globalists that pay her to continuously play the Judas to the American people. Okay? So I just, there's no, when the American people come to the resolve, or should I say, not only the resolve, but going back a step, but when the people come to the reality of who these people are, what again confounds me is when people sit there and act like they're not capable of doing the things that they're doing. Well, when you think about this one in particular, she's the one that wore a pink hat saying "Make America Great Again," Planned Parenthood. She ran her last campaign, friends, to make sure that the people in Michigan still had a right to murder their babies. What does that tell you about her? She's telling you who she is. She's telling you who she is. In P.S., she doesn't have any constitutional provision whatsoever in any state, in any facet of our government, to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. And their purpose in government is to do just the exact opposite. Read Proverbs 6:17, okay? I want to get back over to this because I want to get to the next point. I got several to share with you. I've got you for 2 hours today. I just highlighted the fact during the last segment, Illinois governor signs ban on assault weapons in high-capacity magazines. Americans, namely the people in Illinois, but I'm speaking to America as well, where is their authority derived from? They're operating out of their scope of authority. It's null and void, okay? And I highlighted the fact that 4 of the Illinois past 10 governors went to prison. These are the people that are ruling the roost over there, okay? They're only going to do what you let them get away with. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And guess what they're doing? They're devouring. I wanted to show you this, too, because we see that in the state of Illinois, the Illinois sheriffs are refusing to enforce weapons law. Why? Because they're unconstitutional. The sheriffs are the last stand to put a stop to tyranny. Did you hear me, police officers? Did you hear me, sheriffs, throughout the United States of America? It is your job to uphold the Constitution like these good sheriffs right here against the tyrants that mean to rule over them. Hey, folks. Yesterday I was having a conversation, and I'm trying to recollect where it was. I think it was at a grocery store. And someone was complaining about what was going on, and they said, well, they're just doing their job. And I looked at her and said, no, I said, in contrast, they're not doing their job. I said, because if they were doing their job, they would be standing up against the tyrants, just like these good sheriffs in the state of Illinois when they refuse to enforce weapons laws. See, folks, this is how you put an end to tyranny. When nobody else has sold themselves out to the tyrants who are expendable, and I continuously try to warn the useful idiots in these agencies, in these media outlets, that you're only being used. I say the same thing, folks. My message is universal. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you're really doing your job, you're standing up against the tyrant. You're not assailing innocent people on the behalf of the tyrant. Don't sit there and tell me about how you're just doing your job when you're violating your own oath. And the Lord will hold you to it. Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. You will be held accountable. Okay? Either on this earth or Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27. I prefer it happen here. What about you, Americans? 1-866-582-9933. We have David calling in from San Francisco. What say you, David?
Oh, yeah. Howdy, Bradley. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the corruption in Illinois. I was brought up in St. Louis, so just across the river, and we were pretty familiar with it. And you know, up in they've got Wall Street is in New York City, and in Chicago has got what's called the Commodities Exchange, Chicago Board of Trade. And a lot of the corruption of Illinois is related to the Commodities Board. And people had been fighting about the corruption. You remember the book Wizard of Oz, well, the movie as well. But,
yep.
You know, that was all based upon the farmers were being eaten alive by the dancing numbers that were coming out of the Chicago Board of Trade, where the price of corn, when they planted it, might be listed as high, but when it came time to sell it, then all of a sudden it fell, and the farmers were basically driven into bankruptcy.
Yep.
And so the corruption, you know, a lot of the politicians still dance to the tune of the Chicago Board of Trade. And so when I heard you talking about the Michigan governor over there in Switzerland for that the big meeting this
yep.
week. A lot of that is also dancing to the tune of these commodities brokers. You know, if one country is producing copper and another country is producing iron, you remember down there in Darfur, but 10 or 15 years ago, there was just a slaughter going on. It was called a civil war between the Tutus and the Hutus and the Tutsis. I mean, basically, they lived on some land that the cell phone industry wanted the minerals, and the cell phone industry created that civil war, got those people to wipe each other out, so the land rights were in dispute, and then the mining companies could go in and get those minerals for nothing. And if I remember right, there were millions of people that died from that, and it was thanks to the Chicago Board of Trade,
yep.
or the international traders.
Yep.
And, you know, so when you start looking at the corruption of the U.S. government or the international governments, it all has to do with playing these countries against each other.
That's right.
And had you ever studied the currency speculators?
No, I didn't, David. I got a hard break coming up, and I wanted to ask you one question. Great points. It's divide and conquer is what it is, Mark 325. And they've been doing this forever,
sure.
since the beginning of time. I got one question for you. What is the weather like in San Francisco? Because I know that you guys are getting hit pretty hard out there.
Well, right now it stopped raining, but, yeah, an hour or so ago, it's just hellish winds and pouring down rain. Yeah, it's a bad one, and I think, is it supposed to get worse tonight? Something like that. But it's, we've got days ahead of us.
Amen.
It's not 40 days and 40 nights yet, but, man, we're in the 20 of it.
Yeah, I totally appreciate your phone call. Folks, we got a hard break coming up. I got hour two coming on the other side. I got some video, audio. That I want you to see and I want you to hear. And last week I was talking about an individual, and for the record, a lot of what's going on, folks, you got to question everything. And I'm talking namely about this football player that fell on the field who had a cardiac arrest. And what's interesting about this guy is I was talking about the fact that he was throwing gang signs and occultic signs all over the place, and 666, and so on and so forth. And yet, the fields, the people at these auditoriums were all praying for this man. And I'm talking about Jamar.
One system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.